Good morning to phase four of elections, where 72 constituencies across 9 states will be undergoing voting. While Maharashtra and Odisha will witness the final round of polling in this phase, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan will vote for the first time. It's a Hindi heartland challenge, where BJP had swept in the last general elections, and while the last elections were about development, this one is obviously latently about drummed up Muslim paranoia, but the decisive factor is caste. Yes, believe it or not, it is 29th April 2019, and a day after Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized his most backward caste background in response to BSP leader Mayawati's comment dubbing him as a fake OBC, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav joined the issue on Sunday by insisting that the PM was a forward by birth. However, Congress struck a different note when its General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra told reporters in Amethi that she was not aware which caste Modi belonged to. Tejaswi claimed that he had predicted earlier that Prime Minister would say he belonged to the extremely backward caste. Quote, "I had said this on April 28th itself, that after calling himself an OBC, PM Modi will say he belongs to EBC, which is extremely backward caste. And now he has said this. He has called himself a Dalit too. But the fact is that he's a forward by birth and backward only on papers. He's saying all this to garner votes." Unquote. This is what Tejaswi Yadav tweeted. And I'm not the one to be casting aspersions, but one recent statement by Narendra Modi is seriously a case of cross-border narcissism. I mean, Bal Narendra yarns about killing crocodiles is one thing, but to equate himself to Indian armed forces is something else only. Speaking to Aaj Tak Hindi News Channel, giving probably a 10th exclusive interview to a TV channel, Modi sent out a tall claim that he went and killed the terrorists across the border himself. I mean, to have Sunny Deol contesting elections for BJP is one thing, but to go full Sunny with filmy dialogue in real life is an impossible task made possible only by Modi power. And while the results of these elections are a bit far, there is a far more troubling news that I read yesterday from Telangana, where as many as 21 students have committed suicide since the results for intermediate were declared on April 18th. Hundreds of students and parents took to streets last week to protest the discrepancies in the evaluation process, as over 3 lakh students failed in the exams. They have been alleging that the Telangana State Board of Intermediate Education, or the TSBIE, and Globe Arena Technologies Private Limited, a firm hired by the board to handle the admission and examination process, have committed blunders in the result declaration. And if Bangladeshi actors campaigning in West Bengal was an issue, then Mamata Banerjee has taken objections to the wrestler Khali's citizenship status. On behalf of the Trinamool, a lawyer wrote the chief electoral officer and pointed out that Khali is a US citizen. It urged the poll panel to take action against the wrestler who had campaigned for Anupam Hazra on Friday. Hitting Jadhavpur streets in an open-top Jeep, Khali had campaigned for Hazra, urging voters to vote for the BJP leader. Anupam Hazra is contesting against Bengali actress and Trinamool candidate Mimi Chakraborty. Well, by that logic, we also had Akshay Kumar campaign for Prime Minister Modi. Okay, sorry, my bad, that wasn't campaigning. That was just one national celebrity interviewing another national celebrity. So what if one of them has Canadian citizenship? And while we are an international citizen, let's head to what was making news in the world. Since it's election season, let's start with that. Spain's governing socialists have claimed victory in the country's third election in 4 years, but have fallen short of a majority. PM Pedro Sanchez's party polled 29% and will need the help of either left-wing Podemos and regional parties or the centre-right to form a government. For the first time since military rule ended in the 1970s, a far-right party is set to enter parliament in Spain. Vox opposes multiculturalism, feminism and unrestricted migration, of course. Meanwhile, one reason of why not have one-day elections in countries as big as India is the case of what happened in Indonesia. More than 270 election workers in Indonesia have died mostly of fatigue-related illnesses caused by long hours of work counting millions of ballot papers by hand, according to the officials there. The elections were the first time the country of 260 million people combined the presidential vote with national and regional parliamentary ballots in order to save money. And from the Indonesian islands, we head to Sri Lanka, where the government yesterday issued a decree banning burqas and other face covering garments from today in light of the Easter Sunday attacks, which were carried out by the local cell that pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. An organization of Muslim clerics named All Ceylon Jamaatul Ulama, or ACJU, had also issued a call asking women to avoid covering their faces with a niqab so security forces aren't hindered in their efforts to maintain national security. And on to some bizarre news. A model has died after becoming sick and falling on the catwalk at Sao Paulo Fashion Week in Brazil. The 26-year-old model fell while turning to leave the runway, where some believe he tripped on his shoelace and fell. The cause of death has still not been revealed. I mean, I didn't know modeling was such a dangerous job. And speaking of danger, if you're looking to look good and haven't been able to stick to a diet, well, there is a miracle cure, and I won't recommend it unless one full generation has tried it. But nevertheless, gel capsules that part fill the stomach before a meal may help people lose weight and keep it off. The European Congress on Obesity was told on Sunday. Plenity, made by the US company Gelesis, is technically a medical device rather than a medicine, so does not need extensive trials, but the capsules contain hydrogel made from cellulose, which is found in fruit and vegetables and citric acid. Three capsules are taken with two glasses of water 20 minutes before a meal. They absorb water and swell in the stomach. That is pretty much all I have for you for today. While I leave you to go enjoy the Season 8 Episode 3 of Game of Thrones, it's hot and it's going to get hotter. So get some slushies, aam panna, or even just cool water in your system so that anger and violence don't take over you and you get naturalized as a right-winger. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.